That I have to share. So this is so great. This comes from Shelly Herchert, I think.
Shelly.
H-I-R-C-H-E-R-T. I love this so much. So she said, just thought I would drop you a line and tell you guys about a funny-ish thing I've done for an upcoming house guest. She is friends with my husband from high school, but since then moved to Cali and is left as they come. How he manages to remain friends with her and not piss her off completely is beyond me, but it's not my worry either. Anyway, she's coming to visit at the end of May, and I jumped online to buy fresh bed linens for the guest room. And as I'm scrolling through Amazon, it hits me. She says, I immediately hopped on MyPillow.com and bought all new bed sheets, pillows, towels, a robe, slippers, the whole nine yards. I don't want to actually offend her, but I was legit crying real tears of laughter while making this order. And then you guys, look at the total.
Oh my God.
That is $535.82. I just cannot. I love that so much. She bought everything.
That is so something that you would do. It's so you. I could just see you, like, from your little retirement home in South Carolina being like.
I mean, she bought every last thing. I love that so much.
Oh, my God.
Much.
That is the greatest thing ever. Thank you.
And that's
you.
A big total. But think about how much she got. And what's amazing with our code CHICKS. If you call 1-800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com. And use that code right now. You get a set of towels for more than half off. It's $45 for an entire set.
Hey, listen, Mike Connolly says that chicks thing is old now. It's not old. You're old, Mike. You're old. How about that? Cash me outside.
Cash us outside.
Cash us both outside, Mike.
You know, do you realize that there are new people that join us every day? Did you think about that, Mike? Yeah.
You know what? It's not going to be old in 5 years, Mike. We're still going to be like, chicks with these crow's feet. That's right,
And you
Mike.
Know what? You know what else? You can also use code
chicks
when you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks and enter code chicks. You get 10% off everything. And then if you get the most popular products package, you also get the serum. You also get the serum for
you
free.
You get it. Get it,
so
Mike.
Suck it, Mike.
You probably need it, Mike, on some of those bags.
Yeah, so there. Anyway.
All right, anyway.
Okay, so there's big news in the COVID world.
Yeah, so, big news. You guys, big, huge news. Huge.
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 And that is that the CDC, starting to feel pretty political, they've decided, even though literally 2 days ago, Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director, was like, I am not sending my 16-year-old to camp because of the COVID danger. 2 days ago.
Oh my God.
Now she's like, you guys, guess what? If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask anywhere except for on flights. Oh my God.
Really? You don't? You don't have to wear a mask?
It's
really?
Amazing.
Wait, they're just, that's so weird. I wonder if they're deflecting from like all the other crap that this administration is doing wrong.
You think
maybe?
An interesting theory.
My feeling, that's my theory, and I'm sticking with it. How about that, Mike? How about that?
Chicks. For no reason.
Chicks. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers. Mm-hmm. Yes, let me get mine as well. Right. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Right. So, by the way, Joe Biden's, they're making him do all the dumbest, like, marketing stuff right now. It was so funny. He, like, released this video that's about 1.5 seconds long where he goes, he has, like, one of those crazy Joker faces because of all the.
And his eyes are like this.
Yeah. So but he also has that, like, he wants to be able to raise his eyebrows and he can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He does this. He goes, vaccines. Or what does he say? Vax. Or mask. That's what he says. It's super creepy. Have you seen it?
With his like, listen, my face is super white, but his is like really white and Biden-y. And so I know if when he facts and he's like,
facts.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. My eyes actually open because I don't have all that crap in my face. But like, his eyes are so like, I can't do an impression of him, but his eyes are so closed.
And, well, because like, he squints, but then also has a Joker face where he's
right.
Like,
it's like he can't, like none of this moves in here because he has no like anything left that moves in his face.
Yeah.
So freaking creepy, you guys. Like,
but they're making
kid,
him do that.
Wives.
So yeah, it's vaxxed or masked. And so he tweeted, the rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. No, there is no rule. I am an American.
Right.
So I will do whatever the F I want.
Actually, there's a lot of choices. There's a lot of choices because I'm, yeah, exactly. I live in a free country still. I mean, at least for now, it's a free country. So,
oh my God.
Glenda made a great comment. Glenda Tharp Wall said, vaccinated people are still getting the same COVID.
What? Say again.
Vaccinated people are still getting COVID.
Yeah. In fact, Bill Maher just got diagnosed. He had to cancel his Friday. He had to cancel his show for tonight because
he was fully vaccinated.
Yeah, fully vaccinated. And he got it. So that is still a thing. Thank you, Antoinette NRA.
Thank you, Antoinette.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And what's weird too is like Marion County, which is Indianapolis, which is where we are. Right. They're like, yeah, we're still going to leave the mask mandate in effect. Target is still leaving it. Andrew Cuomo has already said, yeah, New York is going to continue to have masks on everybody all the time. So, I mean, it's the CDC has fucked this up so bad that now it doesn't matter if they say, guess what? We're following the science. Everybody knows they haven't been. So people have been just free to make up their own science.
Right.
And if they're crazy liberal governors, you're going to be masked up for a long, long time. And if they're awesome, like DeSantis, then you're living life. You're living large and you're just enjoying life.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what you should be doing. That's what you absolutely. The worst is when I go into a public place and I see now when I go to Texas, you know, because I'm getting ready to move there in like 2.5 weeks. When I go to Texas, I'll go into like a Walmart or something and they'll have, you know, like they want people to mask up when they go in. And I'll see people just have it. They'll have them down on their chins. You know,
yeah.
They'll be walking around. It's like they'll walk in with the mask and then they'll push the mask down. I see that so much because people are just so fed up with this garbage. But I do see people doing that a lot. And I'm like, so what's the point? Everybody just take these damn things off. It's so dumb. What are we doing?
And yeah. And they're still saying, like, Fauci came out yesterday and was like, now, you know, your kids need to still wear masks.
Oh, my God.
Even though kids are the least impacted by this. It's
and
so
listen,
stupid.
After everything that has happened with him and the smackdowns that he's received, you know, by Paul and everything, it's like, why are we listening to that guy? Why is anybody listening to this man at all?
I only listen to make fun of him. I don't listen to like actually get advice.
Yeah, exactly. So. I mean, it's like every time I see his face, I'm like, why is he still on TV? Why? Idiot.
And here's an interesting thing that Nancy Pelosi said in response to all this. She said, well, as the Speaker of the House, I'm making a rule that members still have to wear masks in the House chambers unless they are at the podium speaking. Mm. And the reason she's giving is because she doesn't know who's been vaccinated or not. And that is just your little introduction to everybody's going to have to show proof of vaccination if they want to enjoy their freedoms to not wear a mask. This is where we're going. I mean, this is what's happening.
It's weird. It's like I put a thing up on our Instagram. It's like the party of, you know, we're all about freedom. And they're the ones who's like scream at us and call us Nazis and fascists. They're the ones now who are like, show us your card. Right? Show us your papers. This is who they are now. They're the ones who are like, show us your papers. Isn't that interesting? And they're the ones who are always screaming at us and pointing at us and saying, y'all are a bunch of Nazis. You're a Nazi. Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting how that works. They are total freaking fascists. I swear. It's crazy.
I saw a new word, fascists, which I thought was perfect.
It is perfect.
Especially when you see it written out, it's like, oh yeah, I see what they did there.
It makes complete sense. It makes complete and utter sense. Yeah. Hey, it's the chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when like I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. At the same time, there are some crazy things going on with different mayors and governors that are trying to encourage people to get vaccinated. So did you see de Blasio trying to tempt people with fries? Did you see this video?
Are you going to show it to us?
I can. Oh, my God. Let me find it because
I mean with fries. What do fries have to do with vaccinations? I don't understand.
I'm so glad you asked.
What do they have to do? I mean, I love fries. You know, I love fries. I really do.
Right. Well, who doesn't love fries?
I don't know what kind of mommy are you?
That
person, the person who doesn't love fries, I don't know if we can be friends because I love fries in all their forms, waffle, steak, and otherwise. I love fries.
All right. So let me just show you and then you will understand exactly what I'm talking about with the fries. Are you ready?
Yep. I'm ready for this jelly.
I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? A delicious fry? Wait a minute. But there's also a burger element to this?
What?
Let me check with Bill Neidhart. Is it too early in the day to burger? No. This could be breakfast? Okay. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. I really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. Mmm. Vaccination. Mmm. I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
What in the hell is he talking about?
They're offering a voucher for a burger or fries if you get your shot, if you get your vaccine. This is what they're actually doing in New York City.
Oh my God. I can't with these people.
I know. So there's that, but then it gets worse because what's his name? Who's the governor of Ohio? DeWine, is that how you say it?
I think so.
DeWine. So he was like, I see your fries and I raise you $1 million. So he set up this program that there, I'll just read you a couple of these tweets. 2 weeks from tonight on May 26th, we're going to announce a winner of a drawing for adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. This announcement will occur every Wednesday for 5 weeks and the winner every Wednesday will get $1 million.
So it's a raffle. It's a raffle for shoving a needle in you. It's a raffle. We're doing this. We're doing a raffle now.
He had like a whole bunch of tweets about it. And then at the very end, because he's talking about eligibility, you have to be 18, blah, 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 blah. And the end, he says, I know some people will say, DeWine, you're crazy. This $1 million drawing idea of yours is a waste of money. But truly, the real waste at this point in the pandemic, when the vaccine is readily available to anyone who wants it, is a life lost to COVID-19.
Yeah. And this is, and where does that money come from? Where does that money come from? Where does it
all of us.
From? Oh, that's right. It comes from taxpayers. That's right. Comes from taxpayers. That's right. He doesn't pull it out of his butt. It comes from taxpayers, hardworking taxpayers. These people are dumbasses. They're dumbasses is what they are.
It's just incredible.
I swear. Leave it to government. It's incredible. I'm so fed up with our government. It's like, oh, this is such a great idea. No, it's not. It's not a great idea. It's not at all a great idea. You are stupid is what you are. And you are taking my money and you are setting it on fire. I'm not the only one.
No, you are not the only one. It is absolutely bat crap. So here's the other, I saw this tweet too yesterday from just like some random person. It said, I was just in the park, a mom with her two kids who were maybe 2 and 4 years old. all three of them are wearing masks. It is just us in the park. So I say, hey, if you're wearing the masks for me, you can take them off. Don't worry. I mean, I don't need you to wear them. She says, no, my kids wear them all the time.
Oh my God. Again.
It's abuse. Right? That is abusive.
Yeah, it is abusive to put your kid. It is absolutely abusive. And we're doing this to, I mean, listen, parents are doing it. I don't want to blame it on teachers, but our government is doing it to children in our schools, which is also abusive. Our kids are growing up in this crazy society. It's like I talked about yesterday with my kid and not being able, like her friends not being able to come to school. And it's so willy-nilly, right? There's no science to that. Like who they quarantine and who they say, oh, you've been exposed to this kid. Okay, well, you have to stay home for 2 weeks. And so you can't be here for the rest of the year. Like, I mean, it's asinine because technically my daughter has been exposed to her best friend who was exposed to her cousin who has COVID, right? Mm-hmm. So those two, the two girls who were exposed have been to school and they exposed all the students. So technically everybody's been exposed, so everybody should stay home, right? If you actually think about the science,
right?
If you are actually a scientist who it's mind blowing, right? So what I did was I was like, you know what? We'll go get you tested. I went and had my daughter tested for COVID. She's negative. You know, she doesn't have COVID. But I wanted to make sure. I was just like, you know, I'll make sure that you don't have it so you can still swim and do all the things. And I just, and she's fine. I mean, she feels fine. But kids, a lot of times kids don't have any symptoms. They're asymptomatic. Right. So I was like, I just wanted to make sure that, and, you know, that you don't have it. So she didn't. But, you know, a lot of these kids, I'm sure a lot of these kids have been asymptomatic. They're fine, you know?
Which is why I think that, like, you know, they keep saying, oh, my God, it's so important that everybody get vaccinated for herd immunity. But they're not counting people like me who have had it. And so I'm not going to get vaccinated at least for another, I don't know, 9 to 12 months. I just don't see any reason to do it that quickly. But all the people who have had it, they are probably fine. Like, they probably have antibodies that are just as good as the vaccine.
Yeah.
So that's why the cases are falling so dramatically.
Right. Exactly. They are falling dramatically. And they're saying, but then I hear stuff like, well, I mean, they're saying that your antibodies don't last very long. How do you know? How do you know? It's like, this is the thing. They don't know squat. Fauci doesn't know anything about this.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. They're learning as they go. I mean, we're going to look back 10 years from now and be like, okay, now we know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing about, it drives me crazy. So many people are acting as if they know everything about this. You don't know.
Right.
And so here we are ruining our kids over all of this. And people on the that chick on the playground is like, well, my kid's going to, she's going to do this and she's going to do that. And all these liberals are saying they know everything about this virus. It's like, you don't know. So quit telling me what to do. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take my chances. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to live my life.
Exactly.
I'm going to live it. I'm not going to stop living because, you know, I'm not going to live in fear. There's a concept. And I'm not going to let my kid live in fear. What a horrible way to live.
Yeah. Fauci's also saying that he thinks that by the end of this calendar year, babies as young as 6 months old will be getting the vaccine.
No.
I'm like, no. Oh, my God. Okay. How about you actually put it through regular process first? How about you go through the actual regular approval process, not just the emergency approval process, but the actual approval process? It's no longer an emergency. Okay, the cases are dropping. We are no longer in an emergency. Like, enough already. Right. This is absolutely insane.
Yeah, get your hands off my kid.
Gosh.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how identity politics are endangering our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Liz Cheney told Fox News the other day that she's not going to run for president. So,
oh, well, that's a relief. So she finally decided to talk to Fox News because, you know, the first people that she goes and runs to that she can talk to and like run her mouth is what? NBC. It's the first person that she went to after she started talking about what was it that she calls it? She calls it the big lie.
Yeah.
Which is a Holocaust reference, by the way, which is gross.
Such a disappointment.
I'm so disappointed in her, like beyond disappointed. I'm just like, we need more strong, good conservative women to run for things. Anyone out there ready to do that? Because I'm so tired of these women that, oh, yeah.
I can't.
What a disappointment.
It really, really is. Somebody was very kind and asked about my dentist appointment. Thank you very much for asking how I survived the dentist.
You all right?
I did okay. survive. It was awful. Like I, it was awful. And you know what was extra awful? You know how they take like the water tool thing and they like blast freezing cold water on like,
right.
it feels and like it's goes, on exposed it, nerves.
And then it goes everywhere. It goes on your face.
It's yeah, like, it goes everywhere. Like,
it goes everywhere but your actual mouth.
But it's freezing. And it feels like you're literally doing it on an exposed, because I have sensitive everything, right?
Right, right.
And so I was miserable. It was the worst hour I have spent in a really long time. But it was a perfect checkup and it was fine. And they were like, we really would like you to come back more frequently than 4 years like, at a time. And I'm yeah. like, not like, if it's no. going to be like this. Nope, not doing no. it. I hate it. I hate it. Oh, my God. But thank
your
you
teeth
for asking.
Your teeth look great.
I mean, they look the your same, teeth. Right? Because they were fine.
I mean, they look great. They look really good. Yeah.
Oh my God. I hate it so much. Mm-hmm. Also, there is a story about Chrissy Teigen. We talked about her yesterday. Remember how she was yeah. so mean to everybody and got called out? Mm-hmm. Target apparently they're no longer showing her stuff on their website. They still sell like her cookbooks or whatever.
Of course they do. Yeah.
And she's trying to say, well, that's because the Target sponsorship was already scheduled to end.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I think they dropped her. I think they dropped her. I don't know.
I hope they drop her. What about Twitter and all the crap that she's put on? I mean, it's like she's telling people to kill themselves. That's right? totally okay. But Trump is awful. Let's keep him completely off of Twitter. He's a danger. Y'all are in danger. You in danger, girl. Uh-huh. From
you
Trump.
In danger.
Mm-hmm. For you real. In danger. But Chrissy Teigen is like, she's so good. We should prop her up. Great. And then like the Biden should invite her to their inauguration. Oh, wait. They should totally do that. They should be she and John Legend are what, like BFFs with the Obamas? I mean, it makes
yeah,
a lot of
they're
sense,
they're pretty
right?
tight. They're pretty
makes
tight.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Makes complete sense, right? I mean, when they go low.
you guys, yeah. it's TikTok time.
Oh.
So hide your kids.
Hide your kids, hide your wives.
Hide everybody.
Hide
there's
them.
A lot of bad language in
Listen,
a very short amount of time.
And when Mock says naughty, it's probably got naked people in it too. She's a
no,
perv,
no. There's no
guys.
Nudity. No All nudity. Right. This is only bad language, and it relates to that tweet of Biden that I told you about, where he said the rule is simple: get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. This guy, his reaction is all of us. Are you
okay.
ready?
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
I'm sorry, you guys, but I had to.
God, I'm sorry.
I had to.
So you. That is so you. It was he was really good, like very on key. Like his pitch was
right?
perfect.
I know. I thought he was fantastic.
I mean, very good.
Mentality was amazing.
Sorry. We're gonna get so many people going, that was inappropriate.
No, inappropriate.
I'm never listening to you again.
Why are you guys so vulgar?
And then what was it, Mike? Mike's gonna be like, that chick's is old. So old. And we come full circle.
And we have definitely
full circle, you guys. That's what it is. You guys.
Oh my God.
Bring it in, everybody. Bring it in. She's so happy. You guys, it's Friday.
I know. That's why I'm happy.
My gosh, you guys. I'm so, so happy that it's Friday. You have no idea. Have
and you got your purple shirt on.
I did. It's
purple actually, shirt of the week.
It's gray. You guys, it's so gray.
Oh, it's gray. Okay.
Mm-hmm. My shirt is gray. It has Texas on it. It's very,
it's
very
so purple.
It's very gray.
That's and, crazy.
I can't crazy. Wait to get to my cabin where you guys can see me in a whole different color. Because I have no idea.
Cabin light is always good.
What now?
Your cabin light is always
cabin
good.
Cabin light is good because it's normal. It's like actual real light. It's sunlight. Yeah. yeah. So we're
except
gonna...
it won't be because for you, it'll be 6 a.m. so you won't
true.
Have sunlight. Although you might.
No, I don't think I'm not going to have sunlight there. I don't think I'm because I'll be getting up really, really early to do this in Texas because I'll be on
yeah,
central
it'll be
central
6
time.
Your time.
Yeah, it'll be early. That's going to be great. so excited. It's so fun. I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome.
I cannot wait, you guys. I cannot wait. You guys have a fantastic day, and we're going to talk to you on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Joe Manchin says no to DC statehood, and Joe Biden says no to taking off his mask around other vaccinated people. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a lot of fun, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.